Lex stood in front of the large electrical panel, which powered the building, admiring her handiwork. The metal box was a charred ruin. The outer casing had bent out in great winged shards, exposing its innards. After the blast, the charred cables had crackled and sparked for a few seconds, before dying. I'm going to enjoy this. The standby generator box was in a similar state of oblivion. She'd noticed it as she was placing the explosive tape on the electrical box, which was a stroke of luck. Functional practicality had clearly taken precedence over likelihoods of vengeful women seeking blood when the engineers had installed the equipment. In the dark, she smiled grimly as the automated sprinkler system came on. She removed her hood, letting the cool water wash over her head. Feeling refreshed, she turned and made her way back into the lobby, pulling her cowl back over her head. The dark wasn't a problem for her as she splashed on the tiles. The patch she wore over her one remaining eye switched to night vision. The long hallway was now a collage of varying shades of green. She made a quick check of her portable cam, switching on her wrist pad to make sure the angles were correct, and made a dash for the stairwell. She pushed through the double doors and stopped, surveying her surroundings. The sprinklers had only been on a few minutes, but already the stairs looked as though a river had broken its banks on one of the upper landings. It trailed in small waterfalls off each step, finally disappearing down a strip of grating, a foot from the first step. She drew her pistol and crept to the center of the stairwell. She looked up, ready to take a shot at the first hint of security personnel, or Trammell himself. Sadly, there was no one there. Did Trammell think he was so untouchable? He only needed two or three guards? The thought was both a relief and a concern. Easier to get to him. But why so few? Trammell knew who hunted him. Of that she had no doubt. Which meant that either himself or his stooge would have already called for reinforcements. It was more than likely it would be from within the inner sanctum, rather than the police, though the force had a few of their creatures secreted within their ranks. She knew that from experience.